Mom walked a bit lighter on the earth.
My little sister, Susie, giggled louder.
And I gained a dad. Most people would call him my stepdad, but there's nothing step about him at all. My father, the man whose genes run through me, had left 2 years earlier, when I was 9. One day, he just never came home from work. Mom tried to explain it to us, but we already knew that things weren't good between them. Kids know. Adults don't think we do, but we do. What I didn't expect was that he never came to see us. He never even phoned, ever. It was hard to see how much Susie missed him. You probably think that as his son, I must have been sad, but I wasn't. I was the opposite. You see, my father was not a kind man. Not to me or my sister, and especially not to my mom.
That was the hardest part of all,
watching how he hurt my mom. His temper was only one reason why I was relieved when he left. When my parents found out they were pregnant with me, my father moved mom far away from Saskatchewan and her family. While she kept in touch through email, I had never met my grandparents, aunties, uncles, or any of my cousins. No one had ever come to visit us, and we had never gone to visit them. I looked it up on a map once, and Saskatchewan, Canada is pretty far from Ann Arbor, Michigan. My father never said it, but I'm pretty sure he hated that my mom was Cree. Why else would he forbid her to speak Cree in our house, or practice our ceremonies, or do anything at all that was part of our culture? I do have one memory of my mom celebrating her culture. I was about 7 or 8. It was the middle of the night, and I was thirsty, so I headed to the kitchen to get a drink. As I got close, I noticed a light flickering and music playing. The music was new to me, but the drum beat was powerful, like it was calling me closer. I peeked around the corner to see what was going on in the kitchen, and there was my mom, dancing. She stood tall, her head high, shoulders back, and her feet softly moved to the beat of the drum. In her hand was what looked like a bundle of feathers, and, just like her feet, she moved it to the sound of the drum. I watched until the music stopped and Mom blew out the candle. I made my way back to bed without her knowing that I had seen her dancing. That night, I learned something really important. I had always known my mom was strong, but now I knew she was way stronger than I'd thought. In the middle of the night, she was keeping her culture, our culture, alive.
9 years of living with my father meant I knew almost nothing about who I truly was.
I'm pretty sure he was ashamed of us, or at least that's how it felt. He often told Susie and me that we'd be better off in life if we had looked more like him and his Irish ancestors, but we didn't. There was no questioning we were native. I always knew Mom was proud of me, and that was all I needed.
At least that's what I thought, until she brought Paul home.
Paul quickly became a regular at our dinner table and around our house. He's Cree, like us, but from Treaty 8 territory in Alberta.
He came to teach for a semester and loved it so much, he stayed. Paul and Mom both work at the University of Michigan.
That's where they met. He came into the library looking for a specific book, and my mom, who is a librarian, helped him find it. They've been pretty much inseparable since then. Not long after Paul came into our lives, Mom got back in touch with her family. Our family. Although we hadn't been able to go to Saskatchewan to meet them,
we were using FaceTime a couple of times a week.
I was liking getting to know everyone, and there were a lot of them.
I liked knowing I was part of a big family and that I looked like them.
I especially loved watching how Mom laughed with her siblings.
Now Mom walks every day just like she did that night I saw her dancing.
Head high, shoulders back.